Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And now, Hangar 56 Media presents Spike's Car Radio, a downloadable Cars and Coffee, hosted by writer, comedian, and automotive enthusiast Spike Ferriston. Now, here's Spike.
Spike's Car Radio, here we are. Happy summer. You guys having a nice summer? Or are you victims of the Delta variant? I'm sitting with two Delta variants right here, Zuckerman and Matt Farah. Two germy... I'm not going to swear. Emmer effers, as my kids say. And it's nice to be with you all. Hope you're having a nice break. It seems like a lot of people are on break here in L.A. I didn't have a bad drive over here.
People are on vacay.
They are.
My business is very slow.
Is this the week where people...
Everybody's away. I know so many people went to Hawaii. So many people went here and there.
The Hawaiians are really pissed that the L.A. people are coming.
I don't blame them.
We don't want you here.
I have to say, I'm in a great mood because everybody's gone, and I'm getting to enjoy one of my favorite cities in the world, Los Angeles.
And it's nice. Remember driving around in March 2020? It's the greatest.
It was awesome.
I mean, it was the greatest.
Empty roads.
I got three tickets in 1 month.
I got the biggest ticket ever.
Yeah.
And we're happy to be with you. We're going to talk about a variety of vehicles today. I want to start with Ducatis. You showed up on a Ducati.
I did.
I have the Ducati Scrambler Night Shift.
Do you like it?
Named after the Commodore song, Baby on the Night Shift. No, that has nothing to do with it.
Just means it's black, right?
It's just a reference for older folks who like the Commodores. I'm not really going to say much other than this bike is fantastic.
Really cool,
it's
right?
It's yet another great Ducati bike that I've driven. It is the best selling of any Ducati, the Scramblers.
They're really very cheap by Ducati standards.
They're $11,000, yeah. 800cc bikes. They are a no frills, no problem. Just get on it whenever you want and drive it. I just got off mine. My son wanted to go for a ride on it. I threw him on the back. It is one of the nicest little motorcycles,
yeah.
Isn't it?
And I rode the desert sled version. You know, the Scrambler comes in like
four flavors. Right.
There's
five,
like five maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
There's like a flat track one.
Yeah.
There's this night shift one. There's a cafe desert sled one.
Here, I can tell you what they all are.
And then the desert sled I like because it's taller. So if you have longer legs.
There's the Icon Dark.
Icon.
The Icon. And I think there's two desert deals there, not
but
just
like,
one.
They do a lot with one with this. The flavors help.
But how. I mean, the night shift, you'll see it on my Instagram. I'll post a picture right now. It's really just a beautiful bike, and it's one of those. It's funny. I have it next to the Triumph Bonneville 650, my 66, which is the same personality, this likable, simple little deal, right, that you just want to get on and bomb around the neighborhood. I mentioned it on Instagram, so forgive me if you heard it before. When the kids get on their bikes and electric bikes, I get on the Scrambler in shorts, a bike helmet.
You're really leading by example.
Yeah, and no shoes. And just, you know, putter around. That's how easy this thing is to enjoy and ride. And
you want to ride it around a coca farm in Colombia or something.
Do you think Ducati is the premier preeminent motorcycle brand right now?
I think so.
I think they share that space with BMW. BMW owns the adventure touring space, the GS motorcycle right now. I mean, there's hot competitors, the Harley Panamerica. And
well, the R9T is much like this bike in likability and ease of use, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't go wrong with either one of those bikes. I think they do, Zuckerman. I mean, right about when you and I started, I'm not saying there's a correlation, but right about when you and I started riding these things, they doubled their sales. And I'm not saying that's because we were chatting about them, but I think we immediately noticed what. And again, I credit the German operation here because now the Volkswagen owns Ducati.
AG. Yeah.
Just like, you know, suddenly Bentley just went up a level. Ducati, in my opinion, went up a level. And these bikes are all fantastic.
And it's a cool factor to Ducati.
But Zuckerman, you would get on this bike and immediately you're just in love, right? And Scrambler's not really for me because I want something a little scarier, like, you know, the
it's
Street
a good
Fighter.
City bike, though.
What's
really
that?
Really good city bike.
Well, this bike, every time I see it in the garage, it goes, hey, come on, man, are we going to go for a ride? And then you go, yeah. And I get on it, and I'm riding the hell out of it and loving it. What did you come over on today?
I came over on the new Monster.
Yeah.
So the Monster in Ducati world is one step up from Scrambler, right?
Yeah.
It's made
yeah.
in Italy. Mm-hmm. It's not made in, I think the Scramblers are made in Malaysia. Monster's made in Italy. It has an all new frame, so it no longer has that trellis frame. It has a new integrated frame. It's 40 pounds lighter than the old bike, which in motorcycle world is a fucking ton. That's like taking 400 pounds out of a car. It has a 937 cc engine that makes 111 horsepower, which in a V-twin is ripping. That's a ripping engine in a V-twin, and this thing is really fast.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a V4 fast Street Fighter, but it's really fast.
It's fast enough.
It's really light.
It's another easy bike to ride.
And it's got the name.
It's a Ducati Monster. And when someone my size, you know, if for the three people out there that have no idea what I look like, I'm 6'3 and 260 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Me to ride this thing, it's like a really fast Grom almost.
Yeah.
It feels like it's that light. I mean, it might even be under 300 pounds. It's so light and agile. And you can just, and it's this might be the best motorcycle I've ever ridden.
Actually. Really?
I might be. I think it's like, objectively, the BMW 1200 GS is probably the best motorcycle from like an overall everything, quality, speed, and comfort, and features, and
right.
But like, as far as like, oh, I might actually spend $13,000 on this.
Yeah.
I rode this for like 10 minutes. I was like, oh shit, this is some other, because this thing has the quick shift on it. So once you're out of first gear, no more clutch, up or down. It's awesome.
Ducati should be handing off motorcycles to each of us, by the way.
They probably should.
Because we're big fans. Do you have trouble, like I do, either of you, with an inability to see whether these motorcycles look cool? I put the pictures. First of all, I can't find an angle on them when I'm trying to photograph them. And I kind of don't care how they look. I care how they ride. But I'm always surprised when someone writes under the post. They go, it's ugly. And I'm like, how can you tell?
I think Ducati's a good-looking bike.
Yeah.
They're beautiful.
I like how modern they are.
Motorcycle.
I like the aggression. I like it.
But can you tell if it's good looking? Like, I don't know that
only
I really
good
know.
The
bikes
I know are the ones from the 60s that the
exactly,
old
choppers. Yeah.
There's some where I think it's really obvious when it's really good looking.
But there's
others that are like brutalist, where they're aggressive and that makes them good looking.
Yeah, they're aggressive, they're modern, they're like, you know, the trellis frame, that outside painted frame that Ducati used to have.
Yeah. I'm not a purist.
Keep it or don't keep it. I don't know. It doesn't really affect my love of the machine.
Well, when I posted the picture of this Monster, 3 or 4 to 1, the comments were, but it doesn't have the trellis frame.
Yeah.
Now, I never wrote, like, I never associated the Ducati Monster with a trellis frame.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh, it's their V-twin city bike.
Right.
That was it. It wasn't like trellis or no trellis. So it's like when Porsche went air-cooled, there were people, or when water cooled, people up in arms, right? But I liked, at the time, I was 20 years old, I liked Porsches, but not so much that I was bothered by it.
Right.
That's me now in Ducati. I don't care that it doesn't have a trellis frame.
I don't either.
Fun!
But again,
so fun.
I think we might just be novices and beginners to the hobby and have a beginner's opinion. But it's funny. It always makes me laugh. Well, anyways, these bikes are great.
They're awesome.
Go out and get one. Go out and buy a bunch of them.
The new Monster rocks. Yeah. We're going to ride on Sunday, right?
We are. Let's go to Bill's.
You want to do the thing that I've never done but always wanted to do, which is switch bikes in the middle of the ride and try the other bike?
Yeah. I mean, I've already ridden the Monster.
You rode the Monster?
Yeah, yeah. I like it. It's great.
Then we're good.
No, let's have a nice cruise out there. We'll meet at the Shell station on Sunset. And then cruise up. And you know why it's going to be good to be on bikes? Because they're still trying to shut us down.
No problem at the Country Mart.
And we can just go around the barriers as
My Lamborghini broke down there last weekend?
I saw 25 pictures.
Yeah, because I had to sit there for 4 hours waiting for a truck.
I thought it was
That was the estimate. Malibu
Tow has a flatbed. They didn't have a flatbed. They could get your...
Let's just say that the processes of communication with the dispatch had broken down.
Are you saying tow truck drivers are high?
Not this one, but the dispatcher definitely was.
Usually,
you know who wasn't
it's like
high?
Calling 911.
I was very grumpy.
Four hours to get your car.
It's a lot.
Now, I don't have your patience. When that something like that has happened to me in the past, I leave the keys with a broken car and say, you find this thing and bring it. I'm out.
I couldn't leave the keys in a Countach.
Not where he was parked.
In front of Bill's? I can't just leave
it
that
It wasn't
there.
In front of Bill's. It was in front
it
of
was
the
It was in front of the Shell station.
But I think everybody...
But it wasn't moving, was it?
No.
I think everyone listening is wondering what was wrong with the car.
We believe that the ignition coil, took a poo, which is not a huge problem in a 30-year-old car.
So
when you break down on a Sunday... In front of Bill's, or adjacent to Bill's, you have two kinds of people. Everybody sees you. Two kinds of people interact with you. People who hate you and are mad at you because they think you're the douchebag who parked their red Lamborghini illegally, and they have no sympathy for the fact that you might be there involuntarily. Someone threw a wet paper towel at my car, splatted on it.
It was him.
Yeah.
You deserve it
for something. Maybe not breaking down, but for something, we're sure.
Probably. But
and then
a
people
wet paper
who
towel? Splatted.
Piss urine.
And then people who wanted to chat indefinitely. And then a couple of people that knew how to work on old Italian cars.
Yeah, there's a car show going on.
Right.
So did anyone come over and help you?
Yes. The first person that came over was driving a red Lamborghini Countach with gold wheels. Identical to mine.
We saw that on Instagram.
And he works on his own car, and he got as far as pulling off the ignition wire, having me crank it, and determining that there was no spark.
Ah.
Beyond that, with no tools or anything else, there wasn't much he could do. I said, thank you for your diagnosis, and goodbye. He left. Then this dude, Damien, came over, who you guys have actually met. You may not remember his name. He drives his white Diablo.
Yep.
He's been there a bunch.
Yeah, sure.
He's the son of this guy, Franco, who was a famous Franco's European car.
Yeah.
He was the son of that guy, who now also works on old European cars.
Okay.
He came over with a small set of tools.
Yep.
And he diagnosed the problem to the coil itself. He then got the car to start and run for like 10 seconds.
Oh, wow.
And then it died again.
Wow.
And so there was nothing we could do without
it. And where was Donnie Calloway?
In fucking Paris.
Him in Paris?
Or he's in Europe. He's coming back.
You have to say who Donnie Calloway is.
He's the guy who works on our cars.
He's a mechanic.
The guy who works on my Italian cars.
Yeah.
He who has a passport and left the country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He picked up the phone when I called him.
Even you're stirring up shit, Zuckerman. Look, I know what you're doing. You're stirring up shit.
So anyway, it took a long time to get a flatbed.
Donnie picked up a phone. He said, get a wet paper towel, then drive by and throw it at him. Hey, let's talk about EveryPlate. EveryPlate. Experience full plates and fuller wallets with America's best value meal kit. EveryPlate makes home cooking easy and affordable, as much as cheaper alternative to takeout, but just as delicious. Think of it this way. One meal from EveryPlate is the same price as one cup of coffee. Not kidding. One cup of coffee. One meal, one cup of coffee.
Where? Which kind of coffee? Dunkin' Donuts?
Getting dinner on the table used to be a challenge. Now let EveryPlate plan, shop, and deliver everything. Zuckerman, you make fun of this. We had it at the house this week, and Erica cooked every night again, and it was delicious. You need to cook a delicious meal at a delightful price. And you might not know it, but there is insane inflation going on food prices, but not with EveryPlate. Recipes come together in about 30 minutes, definitely faster than a trip to the grocery store and starting a meal from scratch. EveryPlate provides easy to follow recipe cards and pre-portioned ingredients so you can spend less time. Let's see. Host must address a minimum of 3 bullet points. I did. I did
or
do
the
that.
Vegetables.
I did. Personal experience required. Okay. On Wednesday, the Every Plate box arrived at my house. And as I've said before in this podcast, you've met my wife, a delightful blonde woman, very put together, rarely thinking about, can I cook dinner for my husband? She cooked dinner for us 3 nights in a row again because she loves this company. And it was great, Zuckerman. Meatballs with tangy sauce. It was really amazing, and I'm really impressed with her, and I love you, honey. And thank you, Every Plate, for getting my wife to cook. Now you, too, can try Every Plate for just $1.99 per meal, guys. $1.99 per meal. Just go to everyplate.com and enter the code SPIKE199. It's not my favorite car. This code is Spike199. What's it's 991 backwards. Spike199 at everyplate.com. Getting started with Every Plate for just $1.99 per meal by going to everyplate.com and entering the code Spike199. That's up to $100 value. There you go. Every Plate. We love you, and thank you for getting my wife to cook. And
food
for inflation.
Ferrison, remember the last time in our lives we had food inflation in the 70s? Don't you remember when Hamburger Helper was a big thing? Hamburger Helper was in the 70s with food inflation. We didn't have Every Plate bringing fresh food at $1.99 a meal. We were told to get Hamburger Helper to mix it in.
Instead
of like a 5-pound meatloaf you did in the 50s.
Yes.
It's insane right now. You know, I went to my little Brentwood place that we go to get. You don't do all your shopping there, but it's family owned. It's been there forever. It's got and I get some almond butter. It's $22. $22 for a jar. And I go, what the hell is this?
And we're in the almond capital of the world right here, California.
Yeah, they're using our water to grow those almonds.
The cashier gets the peanut butter, $21. You know, it's not Jif, but the Jif was like 10. I don't know what's going to, you know, then I go to Trader Joe's, which I love. Peanut butter's $2.99. What is going on there? That's a pretty big difference.
Sounds like Brentwood real estate is out of control.
But,
someone needs
you know,
to pay
then,
that
Matt,
Brentwood
it's not
rent.
It's not Brentwood. I've been reading about the peanut butter stories across the nation.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I went into...
This is a peanut butter thing?
This was the...
Peanut butter gouging.
What about the peanut? What about just peanuts?
Wait, listen. This was the leading inflation indicator for food. Peanut butter, as far as I know. Yeah, peanut butter just suddenly... It was the first one during the pandemic that went crazy.
The canary?
It was the canary.
Sugar, coffee, flour, it's all going up.
And suddenly, then everything else went up, and now you can't get out of a grocery store without paying $1,000. It's insanity.
Thank God for Every Plate.
Well, Every Plate's great, but also Trader Joe's. They're not one of our sponsors, but that place
they
rocks.
Should be.
At this point, they
You had a bunch of Trader Joe's in your house tonight, right? I just saw a bunch, and I loved it. It made me like you more.
Really?
Which is now, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, it's like 2 and a half.
I like Trader Joe's, but their salsa. If I'm going to get salsa from
that salsa.
Pace Picante. So I'm sorry. Okay. Pace is the best.
Old school.
They have the Picante. They have the green stuff.
Their other salsas are from New York City.
Hey, let's remember that commercial.
Should we do a whole Trader Joe's show at some point? I would love to
do
that.
We should do one at a Trader
Joe's. We should do one in Costco with the...
Are they still selling Rolexes in Costco? Have you seen any recently? Rolexes?
I had to go in there for a little bit of reconnaissance because poor old lady got crushed in one of those places. So I had to...
And what kind of recon?
I had to see what their operation is like there. And by the way,
what did the poor old lady get crushed by? You can't just say she walked in there.
What do you think people get crushed by there, Ferris?
Pallet
jacks full of produce.
So a pallet fell on her.
They smashed her into a column.
No fucking way.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't laugh. Just tell us what happened, sir.
I can't say too much, but I realize... I get to Costco, and I'm supposed
Smash
to meet
go.
Somebody here,
yeah.
and I don't have a Costco club card. I don't think I've been to Costco in my life.
It's a long time, yeah.
So, thank God for the internet, because I looked up a hack. How do I get into Costco without a card? And in California, you can buy booze in a Costco without a card.
Oh, yeah.
They have to somehow sell it. So, the friendly person... I went in there with this lawyer.
Friendly person.
The friendly greeter said, what are you here for? I said, booze. Then we went and did our reconnaissance, and we were leaving, and the greeter said, you didn't buy booze? She goes, you won't get it anywhere cheaper. I said, no, we had a fight, and we have to leave now, and we're going to go home and fight some more. That got us out of there.
You know what I love thinking, about Costco? The $2 hot dogs are still sticking with that.
Oh, yeah. Food is great. This is real old man talk, by the way, us reviewing grocery stores.
But have you guys seen them selling Rolexes in Costco before?
Yeah.
The gray market ones that you can actually return after 6 months with no
receipt? Yeah, it's gross.
Really?
Because it's Costco. Costco return policy applies.
And they're real?
Yeah. They're like weird, funky, gray market, ugly color combinations, but they're legit.
Yeah, but that's going to ruin the experience. Part of the fun of buying a Rolex or a watch like it is the buying experience.
The luxury.
What if you're buying it from Costco? That's fun, too.
People getting smashed in their sweatpants.
Yeah, but what about 6 months later when you return it?
You know what happened on this day when I bought this Rolex? There was a lady smashed by a pallet, and I bought that big sack of shrimp.
What if you had one receipt, one paper receipt that had a sack of shrimp and a Daytona on it next to each other?
You're not going to find a Daytona.
We'll frame that, yes.
They had a Daytona in there.
Come on.
Why didn't you buy it?
I haven't been there in like 2 years, but I saw a Daytona
Come on.
Yeah.
All right, I'm
going
to
Costco. It was two-tone. Like, it was ugly, but it was a Daytona.
Let's talk about cars.
Not Costco.
Not watches at Costco.
One of our strangers.
Unless we move right into Gelson's.
Stranger digression.
We can and then end with Ralph's and what we like about Ralph's. No, what do you want to review? You're here in the journalist seat, Matt Farah.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you.
What do you want to hear about? I drove.
What do you got for us?
This past week. I had 24
hours. No, we've talked about Gunther.
I drove the cup car, the new 992
yes.
cup car.
Okay.
Do tell.
Drove it at Brainerd, Minnesota. Went all the way to Brainerd for that.
Now, when you say the cup car, tell everybody what that is.
The 992 Porsche Cup car, which is a factory built
race car,
spec race car,
not for the street.
992 GT3 based.
Yep.
It's like a cage, you know. It has a
wow.
race car interior. It has a race pack or a totally different, you know, gauge cluster. It has the GT3 engine, basically.
Uh huh. How did you get to drive this car?
Lee Keen and 311 RS Motorsport invited me out to
drive
their
one.
Car. They offer a customer racing program, and so. I guess having someone like me out there to drive their car gets some eyeballs on it.
That's
maybe
cool.
They get some gentleman drivers signing up for their racing series. And so, you know, it's like $350,000 for the car. And mm-hmm. you get a spares package as well and some type of pit box with telemetry that talks to the car. So an engineer or race crew chief or whatever can watch what the car is doing on the track, you know, on the screen.
And you would be racing in their racing series?
Well, there's the 911 Cup, which is a spec series that it pairs up with some other type of racing. I forget what. And they have their own series as well.
But the regional support wrapped around the car would be Lee Keen's operation.
So there are a team or an individual can buy the car and race it with some kind of help from Porsche. But you maintain it and set the car up and pay to race it for the season, you know, on your own. And it's like a sealed engine, or I don't know if it's sealed, but it's like 100 hours service life on the engine, service interval on the engine, 60 hours service interval on the gearbox, which is a sequential gearbox. It's very user friendly. The buttons are really clear and legible. It's really easy to do things with it. It's really easy to get comfortable and get up to speed in the car. Obviously, it's a crazy fast, and the handling is it's got 305 fronts, slicks, great. You know, 12-inch front wheels, 13-inch rear wheels, so it's really lots of tire, lots of aero. Lee took turn one at Brainerd flat at 170 miles an hour, flat in sixth gear. I didn't have the balls to do that, obviously,
because
borrowed race car. But he showed me that it could be done.
So he's going to race in the series.
He is currently racing.
He is.
Yeah.
Okay.
So in his situation, there's a customer who owns the car, pays 311 RS Motorsport to support and get the car to the races.
Yep.
And then pays Lee to come drive that car and put it on podium.
That's a good gig.
And they race in sprint races where Lee drives the car. They race in endurance races where the owner is a gentleman driver and partners with Lee, and they've had like multiple podiums this season. He's very fast.
They're beautiful. Is there prize money? Is there a purse?
There is some kind of purse. It's nothing compared to the cost of racing. But right. there is some kind of purse.
Do you remember when we had that Brumos car out, the 4.0,
yeah.
with the broomstick shifter? Do you remember the broomstick shifter?
Was it a sequential?
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome, right?
As big as a broom. No, I hated it.
Oh, you did?
I kept going, what? Why aren't there paddles on this? I don't understand. What is the point of this?
The new gearbox sequentials is just paddles.
Yeah, and
the
it's great,
cup
right?
Car. Yeah, it is. I think, though, when you have, like, a 997 with the sequential installed in it, I think it's its own kind of fun. But if I'm racing...
It is, but it's weird that they just didn't throw in the paddles, you know?
Well, it probably wasn't the actual...
The pulling and the pushing, it's like, why am I doing this?
In that case, that was pre-paddles, but
yeah.
Now it's just paddles.
Right.
So there's a clutch pedal... which you have to use to get the car going, just from 0 to 2.
Right.
And then after that, no clutch.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, no
clutch. They're amazing cars. We've talked about that from time to time, Zuckerman, about going in on a cup car. And then we can never, we gamed it out and played it for and realized we'll be at the track
what
once.
I really want to do, always the intention is to get the cup car and put it on the road and go up PCH. That's what I want to do with the cup car.
You know, when you
you can turn a GT3 effectively into a cup car to the point where nobody would know the difference.
Well, I would want to turn a cup car and just pretend it's street legal.
I have a friend in Dubai that puts a tag on one and drives on the street.
But that's Dubai.
It's
right?
Dubai. You could never do it in America. This is Dubai. Yeah,
you can. Rules. You wait for the pank. Diagnosis, and then you have a 2-week ticking clock. And
wait,
you go.
What? You wait for the what?
The pank.
What's the pank?
Pancreatic cancer.
We laugh.
You gotta get the pank.
We're all dying. You just get the fuck its and drive
smoke and crack and drive a cup car.
We all fear the pank, but we also embrace the pank as our eventual end.
Really?
That you'll get the pank.
What, you think you're going out in your sleep?
I might. The new doctor B's replacement just diagnosed me with mild apnea. I might have to get the fucking machine.
Well, welcome to the club.
Well, that's, you know, when you wear thick neck Jew like you and I are, you're going to get the apneas.
So I might die in my sleep.
But you won't die of pank. That'll just be a stroke. You're going to stroke
up. Stroke and a heart attack.
Cool.
Speaking of strokes and heart attack, how about Harry's?
How about Blue Chew?
I'll tell you about Blue Cheese later. There's some stuff going on. Harry's is a great shave at a fair price, and now you can actually enjoy being out this summer with a clean-shaven look that's sounding more appealing. That's where our friend Harry's comes in. I use Harry's. I've got their soaps. I've got their beautiful shavers. As I've said many times before, their shavers are like Can-Am race cars. They stay stuck to your face. They're
Can-Am race cars.
5 blades on the face instead of 3 sharp German engineered blades at a low price. You can get the trial set at Harry's by going to harrys.com/spike911. harrys.com/spike911. The Harry's design team has really put a lot of thought into their weighted ergonomic handle with their signature German-engineered blade cartridge. It's a smart, simple razor designed to deliver a close shave all along the contours of your face. I can attest to this. Here's what else I like. 100% satisfaction. Harry stands behind the quality of their blades so much, they offer you 100% money-back guarantee it on harrys.com. 100% money-back guarantee. Try it, you guys. If you don't like it, you send it back. And you say, Spike was wrong, give me my money back, they're going to give it to you. Harry's is giving their best offer to the Spike's Car Radio listeners, except for Zuckerman. New Harry's customers can redeem a starter set. You get a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, foaming gel with aloe, and a travel cover to protect your blades when you're on the go. I've used it. That's a $13 value for just $3. There's truly never been a better time to try Harry's. Go to harrys.com/spike911, harrys.com/spike911 to try Harry's today. Another one of our favorite sponsors that keep buying the show and keep us in business.
Send us money.
These people, we got great sponsors right now. They're buying up the shows for the rest of the year, and they love us, and we love them. And try
like
them out.
Razors. I use Harry's razors.
Zuckerman.
Yeah.
Why don't we do some, let me find my phone, real letters. You want to do some real letters from Zuckerman?
Why not? Dear Zuckerman.
Dear Zuckerman, that's right. Not real letters from Zuckerman. I'm confusing half a dozen different things. I think I have one in here. Oh, here's one. Okay.
Dizzy.
This was sent in by a listener, and I apologize. I don't remember who it was. Again, these are Dear Zuckerman letters. People writing other people like Abby and other various entities for advice, and us taking those letters and having them answered by Zuckerman. Dear Zuckerman, as a grand gesture of appreciation, I bought my parents, my mom, and stepdad a classic car. I've wanted to do for some time, but this past Christmas was a good opportunity after doing so well on yet last year's investments. Swiggins. Oh, yes.
Swiggins. I took a shellacking capital gains.
Not last year. We're buying mom and dad a classic car. And not having the typical group gift with the siblings, I did make it a conditional gift in the sense I requested it be willed back to me upon their passing. Merry Christmas. When you die, I want it back.
It's okay, like Donnie Brown. I give you this money. And hey, lend me that money
there's
back.
There's more. I made sure to buy a good condition classic instead of a junkyard model. They would be required to fully restore. After a few months, I found out a discussion had occurred without me between my brother and my stepdad. They had decided that anything invested in the car by my parents would need to be compensated by me at the time of inheritance. Are you following?
Yes.
Yeah.
I spent more on a nicer model that wouldn't need much work. Therefore, I have much more invested. My parents have already put money into an engine rebuild and a high-end paintwork. Well, then, what kind of fucking gift is this? Wait, hold on. My problem is the discussion that occurred unbeknownst to me that I would eventually pay off their investment. My parents are known to not have much in savings. They are known, really, and they spend their money, their money paycheck to paycheck. So the general inheritance will be minimal. Do you see this as fair, Zuckerman?
I see you as a fucking asshole. You're just a fucking asshole. Your parents live paycheck to paycheck, and you give them a heap that requires an engine rebuild and a paint job, and somehow they've got to keep your investment? Your investment. That's not a gift. That's not a favor.
It's the worst gift ever.
I'm just like, you should have just included a sick puppy with worms and cancer. I just don't understand that he thinks he gave a gift. This is no gift.
When you die. Okay, when you open this, when you die, I want it back. Okay, Merry Christmas.
Okay, when you die, you can have it back, but I'm going to take everything that we put into it, keep it going, out of your inheritance.
Right. And they're known for not having money, but they needed to put a high-quality paint job and an engine rebuild. I didn't get them junk. What did you exactly get them? If that's not junk, I don't know what junk is.
Yeah.
The alternative was literally some kind of junkyard model.
Why didn't you just give them some fucking money then? They don't have money. They live paycheck to paycheck. You did well in your investments because the world's a miserable place.
Zuckerman's infuriated by this.
Just give him some fucking money and let him be. And now you're injured by it. Somehow he turns it around to be injured. I hate this guy.
Somehow he's, am I the asshole?
Yeah. Big gaping asshole.
What? Please, I apologize, children. Don't listen to Zuckerman. Okay, letter number two. Dear Zuckerman. Oh, my. A friend of mine was recently diagnosed with ovarian cancer. The problem, she hasn't told me about it. I overheard her husband talking about it. Her illness was discovered during a routine medical test. She was having a hard time getting pregnant, which she also didn't tell me. I thought we were close, but I guess we're not. Her decision to exclude me from these issues in her life hurts me and puts me in an awkward situation. What can I say if I'm not supposed to know about these big challenges she's facing? I'm not sure how to handle this. Advice, please, Zuckerman?
Do your sick friend a favor and just disappear. Nobody needs you in their life. This is somehow you've turned your friend's cancer and fertility problems into an injury to you. You don't know how to help her. Clearly, she doesn't want your help. She doesn't want to talk to you. She doesn't want to hear from you because you're an icky, icky person.
How do you think her friend who can't have a baby and has ovarian cancer feels when she opens up the New York Times and sees this letter and knows that's got to be about me?
Yeah.
That's got to be about me. I thought my day was ruined, but now I'm in the New York Times. That's what this woman has done. And now I'm on Spike's Car Radio.
I'm so hurt.
I'm so hurt.
I'm so hurt that you didn't tell me about your cancer. And now you with the cancer have to comfort me and my hurt feelings.
What is wrong with her?
Everything.
Simply right, one more thing. These can't be real people. I
mean, that's a real New York Times.
I know they're. I know, but it's got to be written by some intern. Who's
no,
just, like,
it's not.
Come up with the craziest stuff that like.
Look,
no
there's
human.
All, and we've had it happen. There's all sorts of cancer collateral damage. When people get cancer, lots of crazy. You know, families are blown apart, yeah. And it's difficult. So that part piece of it, I totally believe. What I don't believe is writing it to the New York Times because I really don't know what to do.
I can't believe you didn't tell me you can't get pregnant and you got cancer. I want to help you. Can
Let
you imagine help
letter.
From that person? Oh God, can you imagine worst. That person's idea of helping you?
Yeah, it's,
get away from me.
It's so clear why that you don't know about this problem.
Yeah.
It's so clear to all of us.
You're the problem.
You're
you
the
gave
problem.
Her the cancer.
She That's, has three problems.
You.
You are one of the three.
You gave her the cancer.
Okay. Not in my airspace. Dear Zuckerman, our neighbor rents an apartment in his home to a young couple. They smoke on their front stoop all day. It's 3 feet from our front windows and porch, and we smell it. We ask them nicely. This is a very common problem, by the way, in apartments. We ask them nicely to move further away, but they quickly return to the stoop. So we keep our windows closed and stopped using our porch. Our salvation was our small backyard. But now the owner's adult daughter moved back home and smokes in the backyard. Even though they have a big yard, they keep the ashtray very close to our property line. When we kindly asked the owner to move it, he became aggressive. Do we have to live in a sealed home?
You should move. Yeah. This is the problem with apartment life, my friends. When you live in close proximity to people, you will have to deal with people.
It is a house.
I know. Well, there we said
these are two houses. This is an apartment in a home next to another home.
Yeah, well, okay. The demographics of this neighborhood are bad. Meanwhile, you know, we're sitting here getting smoked out. I have you people. I'm getting smoked out. Life is
I'm not smoking
up.
Tonight.
Some other people are.
Well, back when I used to smoke cigarettes, and I would go to my then girlfriend, now wife's apartment complex, and I would go outside to smoke.
Yes.
Right? And I would go what I thought was pretty far from the apartment complex. I would go all the way down onto the sidewalk on the street.
Yes.
It was about 50 feet from the, there was a nice big front yard. And I had someone once come out at like 7 o'clock in the morning and scream at me.
Right, right.
For smoking on the
it's
street.
Gross.
And saying it was going into their apartment and their baby and this and that.
And that's a good point, because I was a smoker for many years, too. And I thought being a few feet away from you, I was being very considerate. I couldn't smell cigarettes on anybody. I was filthy.
I wasn't a dick about it. I was like, okay, and I walked further up the street. But I in my head, I was like,
it's
fuck
a filthy, disgusting
But Zuckerman,
habit.
I feel like you dropped the ball on that last letter.
Please, tell me.
These idiots are smoking next. This guy is looking for one of those genius Zuckerman solutions to this issue.
You wanna know?
We all know they can move. They're not moving. If you were Zuckerman, if this was happening to you and you had exhausted all possible remedies and had to go into your Zuckerman toolbox, what would you do?
There's a couple of ways to handle it. One, we could handle it like your old man Fats, and he would have been throwing dog shit into their yard and wiping it on their door handles.
Yes.
We know that this would have been some sort of asymmetric warfare. He would have left IEDs, and you know, and he would have done things like that, and there is a certain amount of pleasure in that. And I suppose.
But there's escalation there.
There's escalation.
Do you have any other suggestions?
I do have other suggestions. Sometimes, the other day, I had a guy, he was really on the skids, and he decided that he was going to kind of lay down and babble and smoke in front of my office.
Yes.
And I said, I walked out there, and I said, I'm going to give you $20. Go lay in front of the O'Gara sign over there. And I sent him over in front of O'Gara.
And he took the money and he left.
And he took the money and he left. So sometimes you have to maybe give him a six-pack and say, or go to the bar, go down the street.
Yeah.
right?
So you think paying them or throwing
leave
dog shit.
That's what you
do. I don't know. You know, these people, smokers
are difficult.
And as they are a shrinking minority, I really don't have an answer for this, because as a shrinking minority, they're extremely hostile. They feel they can't smoke indoors. They can't smoke anywhere. They're in their home. I really wouldn't know how to deal with this other than it seems to be an intractable problem.
Yeah.
Unless you hire some people to go beat their asses.
That's what I was hoping you would get to. This is a problem for the Hungarians.
You could accidentally start a fire with a cigarette.
There are people that you have go knock on the door, and just their very presence.
I'm gonna punch that cigarette so far down your mouth, it'll come out your ass.
There it is.
There it is.
Speaking about cigarettes coming out the ass, CollectedCars.com. We love CollectedCars.com. I know you guys love them too. I'm getting a lot of DMs about it. Collecting Cars, now over 500 sold in 2 years. This week, they're talking about 5 left-hand drive Porsches, one from the 60s, one from the 70s, one from the 80s, one from the 90s, and the 2000s. They're just selling cars like crazy. So go to CollectingCars.com. You're going to see some cool stuff there. Oh, these are all sold. Look, we're reporting sold cars. All right, this is what we do with sold cars. You guys can guess what they sell for. Sold in the Netherlands, a 2004 Porsche Carrera GT X Jensen button car.
$1.3 million.
Oh my God, you're so high. 970,000.
Pounds or dollars?
Dollars.
Or euros. Really?
Sold in Sweden.
If it's euros, I was right.
1990
on.
Porsche 911 reimagined by Singer, the Brooklyn Commission. $910,000. Sold in the UK, a 1987 Porsche 911 930 Turbo. Ooh. $110,000. That's a nice deal. Black, sucker.
Depends on the mileage.
Sold in Australia, a 1970 Porsche 911 E2.2 Targa.
Great car.
$60,000. Irish green, black vinyl. And then a 65 Porsche 911 2.0, 65 911 sold in Germany. Slate gray. Want to guess that number?
Nice.
What do you think? Slate gray 911, 1965?
It depends if it's sold a true 65 or not.
I don't have condition.
300 grand.
220. Yeah. Right there. Look at that. CollectedCars.com. They've got auctions right now, all week long. They've got amazing cars, a lot of great Porsches. If you're going to sell your Porsche, why sell your Porsche anywhere else? Because it's no ordinary auction, no ordinary cars. And you get to list for free.
Oh, yeah.
And you've got a global audience. Global audience.
Right then.
Well, there you have it, gentlemen.
What a beautiful Friday night, Ferrison.
This is here great. We are.
Your house July rules. 30th. Yep.
Do you have the lights dim, though? I feel like I couldn't read.
Oh,
it's brighter out here, isn't it?
I dim these because I've been in bright lights all day, and I didn't want to be, in the bright light. You love bright lights, Ferrison.
Well, I like to be able to read without my reading glasses.
Okay, Grandpa. Okay. I get it. Yes, I did.
I mean, I'm not. This isn't a date. I'm not. This is just us hanging out.
This is my Friday. This is as social as I get, man.
Before you go, hey, did you drive that safari car? That safari 911 deal? Isn't there some safari build thing you were going to drive?
I drove the Baja 911. Which is T.J. Russell's crazy thing that inspired the Singer one, because T.J. was a contractor for Singer, doing a lot of fab work for them.
Wow.
For the last 9 years, he presented them with this Baja 911 concept. They said, we're not really interested, but you go build it.
Uh-huh.
He went and built one, drummed up some interest, and then Singer built something remarkably similar looking. But this thing is basically like somewhere between a 911 and a trophy truck.
It's beautiful, yeah.
The wheelbase has changed.
It's great.
It's widened by 14 inches.
Yeah. No way.
It has 12 inches of suspension
It's
travel.
Really cool, Zuckerman. You've seen it.
Look up the Baja 911 on Instagram.
That's
amazing.
That's a work of engineering.
Dude, and it's got
and you drove it.
I drove it off-road. I drove it in the desert. I drove it in washes and whoops. Amazing.
As good as it looks.
Washes and whoops? What's a whoop?
Like the whoops, like the trophy trucks.
I certainly wish that
you just skate over the top. 80 miles an hour, flat in third. You just skate right over the top of it.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
So smooth. I jumped it.
I like that.
I mean, it was great. And it really accentuates, the weight transfer so you can lean into it and huck it. And the fit and finish was very good. Everybody should buy one of these.
What do they cost?
around 550, 600. They're very
expensive. And what is the donor car?
A 964 cab. A cabriolet of all cars. So
that's a hard car to find.
Yeah.
Not a lot of them.
Yeah, but they're cheaper than the coupes. So, and also, he, you know, it helps him build and fabricate the cage
right
from above. And he has this unique Venturi tunnel on the rear window that directs oil onto or air onto a massive oil cooler in the back end.
Wow.
And he uses a gearbox from a 996 turbo, so 6-speed gearbox. I drove it in rear drive mode, but it could be 4x4, 4-wheel drive also. It has the same electric power steering system that the Gunther uses, the Motorsport one. And it's just crazy. I mean, you just sail over stuff. It just floats right up above stuff.
It's a cool feeling.
And it's amazingly well-built and fun, and all the things that we like about safari and off-road and rally Porsches are really taken to a very far level with this thing.
Wow.
So I have a video coming with it soon. It's crazy.
Cool.
Yeah, it's crazy. And TJ... it's called Russell Built is his company. He's coming out with, because he knows not everybody has 500 grand to spend on one of these things, he's coming out with a kit that's a safari kit in a crate for a 993 or a 993 or possibly or a 964. I can't remember which it is. I think it's a 993, but it might be 964, and I don't want to say the wrong thing, but it's got the flares, the suspension, the like a bunch of stuff, and it's like, I don't know, 25 or 30,000 bucks, and you're going to get it in a crate, and your a shop locally could install it on your car, which will be cool.
Yeah.
But this Baja 911 is just, it's like all he, according to TJ, and I had to take his word for it, I can't possibly research this, but according to TJ, all you would have to do is weld lower door bars onto the cage, and you could drive straight up to Tech in Baja and tech it and run it. And that's it. It's so sick. It's the best.
I would imagine it's not hard to get anything in a Baja, right?
Well, I mean, the cage.
I can come up on a unicycle.
No, I mean, the cage is completely motorsport grade and all that stuff.
And then pretty much get in it.
Couldn't
you?
It has full safety systems and stuff. It's
that
great.
Race is nuts.
Oh, yeah, crazy.
Nuts.
But this thing, I mean, it was really comfy. The leather's nice. The seats are good. You could drive this thing at 80 miles an hour down dirt roads all day, and it would be very comfortable.
No, it looks like that.
Yeah, it was great.
I think it's a neat deal.
Yeah, really neat.
What do you think,
sir? Video coming soon.
You going to get one?
I like the idea of it. Nope. I have an original Myers Manx, and that's what we should do.
Does it work?
Yeah, it does work. It works. I just haven't. I've been meaning to get it down to my house in Mexico.
Oh, right.
And have it down there in the garage.
How are you going to do that? Are you going to drive it down there?
I'll put it on a truck. I'll get one of my nephews to take it down, and it will be fantastic down there.
It's like a little ice cream cup with wheels.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you could drive that to Mexico. I mean, you could, but that'd
you
be
could,
hard.
But
it'd be
a long drive. It would take 5 years off your
Didn't
life.
Didn't they rebrand the Myers Manx? Isn't there a new guy out there selling new ones?
Someone supposedly bought the rights, and they're going to try and build and sell them, yeah.
I think they're already out there making them.
Sure.
Yeah, and I think they're electric. Are they electric?
You could probably get an electric one.
Yeah,
there's
I don't
certainly
know.
Plenty of conversions for
kind
bugs
of interested
and vans
in that.
And stuff
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
It's about $50,000 convert to electric. It's expensive.
Pennies. Nothing.
Oh, it's very, very expensive. It's very expensive.
Yes.
I've had a lot of people ask. I've had a bunch of my customers ask about converting their old cars to EVs. Fiat 500s and little shit like that.
I think that a 914 would be a good
yeah.
car to convert.
You seen that guy around with the 912 that's
no.
been converted? Silver 912?
No,
it's
no, no.
It's stick. It's electric and it's stick. It's cool.
An electric stick.
Are.
Yeah, it's neat.
Oh, you can buy the kit.
Uh-huh.
I don't think you can
do it in your own backyard.
Yeah, yeah.
One
yeah.
of those things never to get done.
Right.
More smiles per mile. Buggy
I mean, it
parts.
Seems like a good idea. I drove a Myers Manx. It was very, very fun. It was way more fun to me than most Beetles.
Of course.
Although your police Beetle was the best Beetle I've ever driven by
a
lot.
That's great, right?
Well, it was built 20 years later than most of them do.
Yeah. Well, it was a Mexican Beetle
yeah.
by way of Germany, and then I think it broke down after that. But we fixed it something a little. Oh, no, it was just leaking hella oil out of the boots or something. I don't know. Just a big, fat puddle.
Well, I got to get home to my wife soon. Is that our show?
That's our show.
Do you have more?
We're done.
All right.
What's
that?
We're
calling it done?
We're done. You're going on vacation. You're headed down to Mexico.
Yeah, but I can call in from Mexico for a show. All right. I would love to do that.
I'm taking a staycation next week. I'm not working a single day next
Bullshit.
Week.
Bullshit. That's never going to happen.
I'm trying. I'm going to see how long happen. I can
How much you want to bet?
I'm booked myself with a bunch of recreational shit.
Are you going to tell me that you're not even going to call in, check in?
No, that's not true. But I have no planned meetings. I have no planned test drives. I have no planned podcasts.
It's a smart thing to do.
I need it. I'm tired. I do a lot less, too.
No, I get it.
So anyway, see you on Sunday.
Yeah, we're going to be out at the Malibu Kitchen on Sunday, the unofficial car show, the unorganized car show, the unlead with no president. Starts at 10 now, right? They open a lot at 10. Okay, it starts at 10. That's what I hear.
Someone told me
it'll start at 8 again in a couple of weeks. But right now, if you want to see it, it starts at 10.
And our sponsor, Blue Chew, will be there handing out samples to everybody.
Really?
Awesome. Absolutely.
Blue Chew. Here's what I offered Blue Chew. I sent them via Audio Boom, our hosting platform in London, has sent them an offer. We sent them an offer that you and I and whoever's hosting with us, Matt Farah, Johnny Lieberman, or Jerry, will all chew Blue Chew for an episode.
Yeah. And give everyone a minute by minute description of how it's affecting us.
We don't even want. I said.
Oh, jeez. How moth just went on Zuckerman's nose.
That's a horrible green bug. Look at the Blue Chew bug attacked you.
It's the Blue Chew fairy.
I said, I don't even want money. I just want them to say, we're coming back. So we'll see what happens. But I think we're too far gone, Zuckerman. I think we're too far gone. And I know the listeners have been kind of fighting back on the Blue Chew sites and saying, what the hell's going on? And you can keep that up. That's fine.
It's too bad. When you talk about your balls, they pay. They do. The money's good in
balls. Well, this is a chewing gum that helps you with erectile dysfunction.
So, if you're willing to talk about your steak, nuts, the rates are good.
So you're on a date, and your girlfriend is going, why are you eating gum right now? And you're like, I can't tell you that. Why are you chewing gum between every course? Never mind. But come on, let's finish up. Anyway, they're not our sponsors, so.
So don't use it.
So don't. But we'll see. Maybe. Hopeful. Fingers crossed.
We want them back.
Yeah, we want them back. Anyway, that's all the show we have for you. If you want to chat with me, come to Instagram. Say hi. Zuckerman responds. Matt Farah. We all respond on Instagram. We'll see you there, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to Spike's Car Radio, brought to you by Hangar 56. Listen to new episodes every Wednesday, and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time, or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.